Live from Data Doctors HQ.
This is the Data Doctors radio program, delivering tech knowledge for your technology.
It's time to quickly listen, laugh, and learn. Welcome back to an abbreviated version of the Data Doctors radio program, the multi-award-winning tech show for you non-tech people.
Does that mean we have to speak a lot faster because we're short today?
Well, we do anyway. We're tech guys.
Each and every week, we help thousands of people in our stores and their offices all across the country. Then we bring that experience to the radio to help all of you.
We are the Data Doctors du jour, Ken and Spanky, here to provide education and entertainment that we like to call
edutainment. Hey, were you exposed this week? Why Apple users are worried, but should they be?
Also, Facebook phishing scams are on the rise. We'll tell you how to avoid them completely.
And do you see what I see? We'll tell you how you can see all the tech questions everyone is asking us on Facebook.
Data Doctors radio program.
So, there's a little sporting activity going on very shortly here. So this is a very abbreviated edition of the Data Doctors radio program.
Yeah, if you're listening to us right now, just know that we love you and we're sorry that we have to short it up. But ASU is playing. But
we'll tell you what you can do to continue your education later on in the show. Facebook.com/Data Doctors. That's the place where you can ask your questions 24/7. Doesn't mean we're going to answer them right away, just so you understand. But post them there and we'll see what we can do to help you. Like Anthony asked, a question I think a lot of people struggle with. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Anthony has a program called System Mechanic on his desktop computer, and he's running Windows. After the program got finished doing what it was supposed to do, it started to reboot.
Uh-huh.
After it finished reboot, the screen for Windows comes up. After a minute or two, it turns black, and the words "out of range" come on the monitor. What does this mean?
You know what? Every time I see a question that starts with, "Hey, I have this magic program that's supposed to save me and make my computer run really good and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem. I ran it and it destroyed my computer."
It fixed it to death.
Yes, it did. So let's start with the out of range thing. I think that confuses a lot of people. When you have a black screen and your monitor has this box that's floating around that says out of range, what it's telling you is that it realizes the computer's trying to talk to your monitor, but your monitor sees no legitimate signal. Okay, it's basically that out of range message. Is the monitor is on, it's saying the lights are on, but no one's home.
I ain't getting no video from you.
I'm
what up?
Nothing. Okay, so what that means, unfortunately, Anthony, does he still work in the grocery store?
I think he's still saving his pennies for someday.
All right. So he unfortunately took a program that's supposed to clean things up and make things better. This System Mechanic.
Yeah.
And when they work, they're good. But when they don't work, this is what happens. Basically, what's happened is his computer won't even start anymore. So it did so much damage to the computer, to the operating system, specifically to registry entries, that it's not coming up anymore. So, Anthony, you can try doing the safe mode thing, and that's the quick thing to tell you that tells you you might have a chance of doing this yourself, or I got no shot. I better get an expert. If you can't start your computer up in safe mode after something like this, you got major problems.
You got to find a new system mechanic.
Yeah. You need a real-life human system mechanic, not a piece of software. Folks, what you got to understand, 25 years of doing this, the reason we're in business today and the reason why these $29 programs have not put us out of business is they don't work. And in fact, they create business for us because they take a perfectly working machine and can damage them. So anything that claims it's going to clean your registry, anybody looking for that quick fix program, we highly recommend you run away.
Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it most likely is.
Yeah.
Hey, are you one of the 22%ers? That's right, 22% of you Android users say you would dump your Android for the iPhone 5.
Propaganda.
So what do you users want in the new iPhone 5? Check it out. We got it at datadoctors.com/radio.
You mean those Android people?
Yeah.
What do they want?
In an iPhone.
Maybe they want security.
And a bigger screen.
Maybe they want to get away from malware. No, you'll go to a smaller screen if you go from the Android to an iPhone.
There's no security problem. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. Malware is basically much, much higher and more targeted to Android users.
Yeah.
One thing about that walled garden at Apple, it sure does keep you safe, doesn't it?
Yeah, except when Apple has these UDIDs.
UD? ID?
Yeah.
We all D for ID?
So this week, a big story in the news for anyone who has an Apple iPhone and iPad. There was a big story in the news about 12 million Apple UDIDs. And those are not user identifications.
It's unique device identifier.
12 million of them were exposed.
No.
Well, not 12 million. A million of them were exposed. 12 million of them supposedly are in, allegedly.
As the story goes, the hacker group aligned with Anonymous, anti-SEC, for anti-security, SEC, not SEX. They posted something saying, hey, we hacked into an FBI agent's laptop, which has not been confirmed, and he had 12 million UDIDs for Apple and iPhone and iPad users on his laptop. We got the file. Here's the first million. We got more to come.
Yep.
It created a lot of concern and fear and what have you. So here's the bottom line, folks. The UDID was developed by Apple and made available to developers of apps so that they could track the usage of, you know, said users. So if you download an app, and probably don't bother reading all the little fine print because nobody does.
Yeah, it's just next.
I agree.
Yeah.
One of the things that can be done is that they can use any and all information tied to your usage of their app based on your UDID. So it's like that special number you get from the grocery store. The number by itself means nothing, but when you attach that to a database, suddenly you have this treasure trove of information. The speculation in the hacker group is trying to say that the FBI is using this UDID system for tracking people.
Sure.
We have no evidence that says that that's the case. The FBI is denying that they're even involved in any of this thing.
Shocking. I mean,
Shocking
that the FBI would deny. Of course they're going to deny it. That's government stuff.
Well, let's just see what happens.
They're the men in black.
We'll see what happens. But the bottom line is the UDIDs that are out there, there is a way for you, if you're concerned, is my UDID on the list? We've got step-by-step instructions. We've got at our Facebook page.
Yeah, it's a little...
It's a little cumbersome.
It's a little cumbersome, but you can check it. You know, I checked all of my devices, and none of them were exposed.
But you know, the bottom line is, you already gave that number up to a lot of other people with all those apps you downloaded, so it's kind of a non-story. So if you hear people freaking out about UDIDs, tell them, the data doctor said, stay calm.
Hey, when we come back, you ever wonder why you can never see the tech questions other people are asking us on Facebook? We'll show you how you can see them. I said show you.
Show you. Also, PDFs are great, so how do you make one? We got that, too.
It's coming up right here on this special pregame edition of the Data Doctors radio program.
Sit. Hoot. We calling it an audible? We love our customers, and apparently they love us, too.
Yeah, Mark said on Facebook, I just got back my MacBook Pro after only 2 days at your store, half the time they estimated, with a brand new 750-gig hybrid hard drive and double the RAM.
He goes on to say, I can honestly say it was probably one of the most seamless experiences I've had, and I'm greatly impressed with the performance of my machine, that being a Mac. You definitely sold the hybrid hard drive for what it is, and I can now say, after a year and a half of religiously following your podcast, that it was worth every penny. Thank you, Data Doctors.
No, thank you, Mark. Look, if you want to supercharge your computer just like Mark did, get a hybrid hard drive today.
That's right. Windows or Mac, it doesn't matter. It's just $199 installed, and that includes the complete transfer of every bit of data from the old hard drive to the new one.
That's right. Mac or Windows, just $199. Go to datadoctors.com and search hybrid hard drive.
This is the Data Doctors radio program.
Hey, before you read this, foodie alert. You know me, I'm a foodie. I love wine, I love food. Go ahead.
If you're a fan of the gorgeous, dare I say, edible-looking recipe website, Goji.
Goji.
You now have more reasons to drool. Goji now has an app for iPhone, iPad, and Android devices. If you don't know about Goji, you should go check it out right now, datadoctors.com/radio.
Technology for your technology. Data Doctors radio program.
Your tummy will thank you.
I love the pictures.
You get instantly hungry.
I got Candy General Tso's chicken the other day just by showing him a picture of it on Goji. It's like, damn you.
So the Facebook phishing scam uptick is in full swing. In fact, the Better Business Bureau just sent out a warning for folks. Because there's such an increase in these scam emails, these phishing scams in your inbox that pretend to be Facebook notifications.
You know, Ken, it seems to me that there is a new Facebook phishing scam virtually every other day now.
But in general, right, they're all the same.
Absolutely.
They all come looking like somebody did something or said something that you should pay attention to on Facebook, whether it's a friend or notification or whatever. They have that simple little blue line, and it says Facebook on it. It looks very, very official. It comes in, and if you click on the link, you stand the chance of going to some interface that looks exactly like Facebook.
Call it Fakebook. How's that?
It's Fakebook. It's a fake face scam. And basically, you're going to log in with your, you know,
you're going to put in your username and password.
Done.
Bing. They just got you. So here's our suggestion that will absolutely guarantee you will never be taken. This is an ironclad money-back guarantee on this tip.
This is as locked as an ASU win tonight. No? Okay, no. Ours is actually even better.
Okay.
100%.
So, but since these tips are free, I guess the money doesn't matter.
Okay,
regardless. Here's what we suggest you do. Facebook wants to spam you just in general, right? There's a place in your account settings. You go to your profile and you go to account settings and then notifications. You can, well, first of all, at the very top, they changed something recently where they automatically say, well, these are certain things and we'll create you summary emails or whatever. And so they kind of lock down your notifications. There's a checkbox up there that says send me summaries. Turn that off. Then you can go down and basically remove your notifications from every single place, from whether it's photos or people, friend requests, those kinds of things. Turn all of that stuff off.
Right, because once you turn off those email notifications, that means you will never get an email from Facebook, ever.
Ever. Which means immediately when you see something that pretends to be from Facebook after you do that, you'll know right away it's a scam. You never have to worry about, gosh, is this legitimate or not? You know that you turned off all the notifications. It's a laborious process, but you can go in. And by the way, a little tip. At the very top where you see the little icon that looks like email, if you click on that twice, the first time you click on it, it'll checkmark every notification. The second time you click on it, it'll uncheck everything in that category. You need to do it for all like 8 or 10 things that are there. Make sure that there's nothing left in there, and then you'll never get a legitimate email from Facebook as far as a notification.
Right, they're all bogus at that point.
And the second thing is, if it's a real notification, and this is not just for Facebook, your bank and everything else, when you log in, when you see that notification, you think it's real, don't ever click on anything. Go manually, go to the website, log into your account, and see if that notification is actually there. And if it's not, you know for sure it's a scam. But never click on that link on any email that claims to be a notification.
For those of you who are regular listeners to the program, you'll know that at one point I was locked out because they said I was making too many friend requests. And the way I found out is when I went into Facebook, it would not let me pass the screen until I agreed to that this
Quit
term.
Being so friendly.
Yeah, don't be. Exactly. Thank you. I was asking for too many friends, apparently. Hey, another quick Facebook thing. If you ever wondered, and we've got a few people who are asking us, how they could see the questions that other people are asking, it's super easy. When you go to our Facebook page, right under our timeline picture, that's with me, Ken, and Brandon, you'll see a word that says highlights.
It's kind of a small box. It's grayed out. Yeah.
If you click on that and just, you know, mouse down to it, click on it, you'll see friend activity, post by page, and post by others. If you click on post by others, you'll see everything that people are posting. And so what I did is I put a little picture up. You can see it right now, facebook.com/datadoctors, of where to click.
Yeah, how you can do that. So consider that since we've got a shortened show today, if you want to continue your education about, well, gosh, you know, what else can I learn? The easiest way, I mean, we love the users helping users, and we also love the fact that, you know, when you ask a question, we answer it on the air or on Facebook, others learn from that. So that's the easiest way for you to see what we're helping other people out with and see how many of those things actually apply to you. It's like a virtual version of the radio show right on Facebook. Anytime you want it.
24/7, 365. Sure. Hey, Stefan asked us on Facebook. He said, is there a free program that can allow me to print PDF documents on a Windows 7 machine?
Okay, let's start with the Mac fanboy. Gosh, why do you need a third-party program?
I didn't say it, Ken.
No, let's go ahead and do it. Get it out.
I don't know why you would need a third-party program to do a PDF, because in the Mac world, it's native. When you go to print, one of the options is save as PDF, email as PDF. Why would I need a third-party program?
Which is amazing, since Apple and Adobe don't get along.
Yeah, that is kind of odd.
Must have been an early-on thing, right?
Yeah,
the PDF was actually created. It is a portable document file. It's a standard that was created by Adobe a while back. What's great about PDFs is that let's say you're in a contract negotiation, you're doing whatever you're doing, you want a document that, you know, if you send them a Word document, people can change it. You send them a PDF, it becomes much more difficult. Now, How about the poor man's fax machine? There's another reason to think about this application if you are either if you're a Windows user or Mac user, whatever. The next time somebody says, "Can you fax this to me?" you can say, "Well, why don't I just send you the PDF?"
Right?
And you know for sure they can open it, so you can just email it to them. That's the substitute for the fax. So that's one way. That's just another way to think about it. The one that I've been using forever, it's free. It's called Bullzip. It's actually what they call Begware. It's free, but they're going to ask you for a donation.
Please help us support this software, please.
Bandwidth, hosting charge, and which is fine. I mean, if you like the program, absolutely donate. They're begging for a reason. But it is a very cool program, very full-featured. Not only can you create a PDF, you can decide, do I want to allow people to print this? You can actually lock down the ability to print. You can set the print quality so that if you want to make sure that it's not super high quality, you can put a password on. You got all these cool extra features you can put on there. It's called bullzip.com. We got the link at datadoctors.com/radio. But if you don't have it, just go and get it. It's a great thing to have just in case.
Is it me or did today's show just fly by?
It flew, yes.
Hey, if you want to stay up to date with the latest, plus connect with us whenever you have a question, it is easy. Facebook.com/datadoctors.
And if you missed any of today or previous programs, just go to datadoctors.com/radio and download all the podcasts you can eat.
Need human help? That's what we're here for. All across the country, we deal with technology problems for a living.
Yeah, just go to datadoctors.com, click on the store locator, and come on. In. We'll even do a free PC checkup while you wait.
We can help you in-store, at your home, even right over the internet.
Until next time, it's Ken and Spanky saying, go Sun Devils!
This is the Data Doctors Radio Program.